item is conditional use number 1914, Stephen Krebs and Barbara Krebs.
All right, Mr. Chairman, this application is also in my district, and I have prepared a recommendation.
Just let him go.
All right.
Now, we're going to let that one go, but if anybody does that after I read this motion, I think we're going to hit the gavel.
Well, I'm being a bit lenient because they actually haven't been instructed yet, but you will be in a minute. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1914 for Stephen Krebs and Barbara Krebs for barbecue prep and sales based on the record made at the public hearing and for these following reasons. They being, the site currently has an approved conditional use for commercial greenhouses and a retail garden center. The applicant has stated that the prior conditional use will be terminated and replaced with a barbecue. This change in use will not adversely affect neighboring properties, the community, or roadways. The use is of a semi-public character. Several parties submitted letters in support of the use, and no parties expressed any opposition to the application. This recommendation is, however, subject to the following condition. The use shall be limited to a barbecue preparation and sales facility. B, conditional use number 1795, also ordinance number 2087 for commercial greenhouses and a retail garden center is repealed as stated by the applicant. The site shall no longer be used for those purposes upon approval of these conditional of this conditional use. And I'd like to interrupt myself because I have a question for Mr. Robertson. Is that condition, the way that states, The conditional use number 1795 is terminated upon approval of this conditional use. That means by county council, correct?
Right. I mean, because this is a recommendation that would have to be incorporated into the ordinance.
If it doesn't go anywhere, that 1795 stays.
That's right.
Correct. Yeah. Just you can. Okay. You can hold that. Thank you. See, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements requiring entrances and roadway improvements. D, the applicant shall comply with all requirements of Sussex County regarding the provisions of sewer service to the property. E, food service for takeout, delivery, and off-site catering shall be permitted. F, the hours of operation, as stated by the applicant, shall be from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., 6 days a week. G, any security lighting shall be screened from view of neighboring roadways or properties. H, all dumpsters shall be screened from view. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1914, Stephen Krebs and Barbara Krebs, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.